welcome everyone from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Sunday Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Lennis. How is everybody doing? I hope that you had a good week, and I hope your weekend has been going well, too. We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. Don't forget, we are also here on Monday nights at 6 p.m. We cover career, romance, business, just a plethora of different areas that we cover, businesses, whatever. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Be sure and check out Lennis on YouTube, Saturday Night Psychic, for our monthly horoscopes. The May horoscopes are up, so do go in there and listen. And don't forget while you're in there to click on the subscribe button and the like button, too. Thank you. Daily psychic readings are done by the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go on there and subscribe to the website. Our newsletter just went out on the 1st, and it's a lot of information in there, y'all. So if you subscribe, you would have received the newsletter. If you have any messages for Miss Nina or Lennis, please go to the website at the bottom of the main page is a message box, or you can reach us at Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network. Show phone number 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Don't forget to push 1, like Nina said, so you can get in the queue. Okay, well, thank you, and we want you to enjoy the show, and I'm bringing in Miss Nina, co-host and the station manager for the Essence of Success Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Yeah, just not much happening other than yesterday was the new moon. I hope you all got your intentions out there. I have a couple of birthdays and anniversaries to announce. On Wednesday, happy birthday to my brother Mike and my sister Marion. How old are they going to be? Let me think. Oh, I think they are 55? No, maybe 56. I don't know. But yeah, happy birthday. And happy anniversary to Ben and Cassia and to their youngest daughter, or their middle daughter, who was born on their anniversary. So happy anniversary to you. And that's all I've got for right now.
Okay, sounds good. Also, today is Cinco de Mayo, so happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. And I hope that you enjoy and have a very good day. Okay. The prayer, our highest good, is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. All right, Miss Nina, I think we are ready to begin. What you think? Oh,
sure.
I have an announcement. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just to remind you guys, Mother's Day, we will not be on the air. That's next Sunday, okay? The 12th is Mother's Day. We won't be on the air. We will not be on the air for Memorial Day, Monday the 27th. So do mark your calendars for those two shows. Also, on the 15th of this month, the audio of my book, Prayers at 11:59, will be out. So I hope that you subscribe to the website because I'll put it on there. Where you can go listen to the book. So anyway, the audio book is coming out on the 15th of May. All righty. And hopefully the end of the month, the e-book aspect of it will come out. So, okay, anything else, Miss Nina?
No, that's it. Let's get her rolling here.
All right. Our first caller is area code 330. Welcome to the show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, I have a romance question.
Okay.
I hope it'll be a romance. I went to a school reunion, and I've been texting with a gentleman there. So I'm hoping it'll turn into a romance. What do you think?
Okay, what's his first name? Only?
John.
Did you say John or Tom?
John.
John. Okay, thank you. I see you guys intertwining like thread. Like you're coming together, but it's almost like you're You know how a rope is made of different materials, but whatever it's made of, but it's three pieces, you know, when you, when you do the rope to make it, okay. That's what the angels are showing me right now. You two are intertwined with each other, almost like you're supposed to be together. I don't know, some, I think it was missed, and maybe that was because many years ago you went one way and John went another, but it's like you two are supposed to be together or should have been together, but it wasn't time. Now it is. But I see you two intertwined together. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
You know what? I'm not picking up anything. I'm completely blank on this one.
Okay. Well, I see them together, and they're showing me them together like as a rope, so I'll intertwine, but it is to be. It wasn't before, and now it is to be, so I'm going to tell you, Sam, go for it.
Well, thank you.
I'm not picking up anything ugly on John, so I would go for it.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, evidently it's your time now. Isn't that amazing in life? Sometimes you see people when you're young, you're like, wow, it'd be nice to date that person or marry him, whatever. And just so happens, years later, you run back into each other. And if it happens again, I believe that it's meant. So, because I saw the rope intertwining, it's meant this time. So, you enjoy, young lady.
Thank you very much. Enjoy both of you together.
Okay? And thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next call, area code 551. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Linus. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Who's this?
Hello.
T?
Yeah.
It's
Hi, Miss Nina. How are you?
Good, T. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Terrific. So what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I want to know, what do you see for me and Jason?
Okay, I'll get to that about Jason. Right now, the angels are telling me your business is about to improve greatly, big time.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but they're telling me your business is going to improve big time.
Oh.
So something is coming your way. And it's going to open up, I guess, for more clients, customers, whatever. But, yeah, it's going to improve really good. Okay, now back to Jason. Okay. Jason can be hard-headed sometimes. That's only because he doesn't listen. He only listens to himself. So he needs to be more open-minded. That's not saying that he's a bad person. Just he just needs to listen a little bit more. He kind of gets stuck in his thoughts and the way he thinks things should be. But there's always options. There's always another answer. So you and him together, if you keep the communication open, that seems to be the most important thing between you two I'm seeing right now is communication. So
okay.
If you keep the line of communication open, you know, the relationship might go somewhere. And when you do communicate with him, make sure that he understands you as well as you understand him.
Okay.
Yeah, because maybe sometimes in your conversation he says things that you might think is out the left side of his mouth, T, but it's not. It's just how he sees it, his truth. So that's what I'm saying. Make sure you have understanding. You know, don't go off on him and just say, well, I don't think I understand what you meant. Could you explain that a little bit further? And that's it. You'll be okay. Yeah. You'll be okay. So communication and understanding, you're good to go.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, T. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, our next caller is area code 1111, so it's from a private number. You're on the air with Miss Nina Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dejan.
Oh, hi, Dejan. We haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing, young man?
Pretty good.
All right. So what's on the menu for today?
I just want to know if you see me with this other girl. Her name is Kat. Or
okay.
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you currently with someone?
No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm picking up someone else. I don't know who it is.
Oh, okay.
It's a woman in the background.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm picking it up, too. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if there's someone else, too, because, yeah, I'm picking up another person in the background. You and Catherine will get along well. I get that part. But there's somebody else there, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have no idea who she is or, yeah. But, yeah, she's definitely in the pictures there somewhere. Lennis, what are you picking up?
Yeah, I saw her in the background. She's going to be jealous of Catherine, but this woman has never really made her feelings known to Dejan. So, yeah, she's got a hard time crush on you. She likes you, but she should have said that. Okay, if she was really interested in you, then she should have made that known. But since she didn't, and you're interested in Catherine, go for it. Because Catherine, I feel is biblical. There's something about this woman is spiritual. So I kept getting biblical. Now, does she go to church every day or something like that? I don't know. But believe in God, yeah. But the biblical aspect is that she's got a very nice spirit about her and her soul. So, yeah, I see you and Catherine together. This other woman, if somebody approaches you and you've known this woman and it comes out of left field and say, you know, I really like you. I got a crush on you, whatever. Too late. You're gone with Catherine. I just feel really good about this woman. I do, Dejan. I feel good about her. What about you, Miss Nina?
Yeah, no, Catherine will be good for you, but you both got to remember to be your true self. That's what the angels are telling me. So don't hold anything back.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, do you know when that other girl is going to come into my life? But you said that Catherine was better than her, so.
No, go with Catherine.
Yep, that's right.
Do not go with that other woman. Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's a no-no. Delete 69 file, whatever y'all say, but no. Catherine, pop your collar.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, she's a good woman. She really is a good woman. Might be a little bit shy, but that's okay, but she's a good woman. So give her a chance.
Okay, I will.
Okay, let us know. Call back, you know, now and then. Let me and Miss Nita know how you and Catherine are doing. But like she said, don't hold back. Communicate, understanding, you know. You two will be good together. She might be an answer to your prayer. Maybe that's why I kept getting biblical, what you prayed for, what you're looking for in a woman. She may be your answer.
Okay, thank you.
You're most welcome. And thanks for calling. It's always good to hear from you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful week. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. By the way, I'm sorry, welcome Heather. Heather is here with us too. She's in the chat room this Sunday. Last Sunday she was on the line, on the air with us. But anyway, Heather's in the chat room, and the chat room is open. So if anybody wants to go on there and ask questions from Nina or Heather, please do. Okay. Next caller, area code 704. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, my name's Bonita. How are you?
Hi, Bonita. Doing great. Is it Bonita or Vanita? With a B? Okay. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. Well, mine is going to be a romance question, too. I'm going out with a guy named Ron Harris, and just want to know if it's going anywhere or what the deal is.
I'm seeing football and I'm seeing media. Does he have anything to do with athletes, with sports?
No, he's a truck driver.
Oh, okay. God, I got sports, and the other thing was media. But you said he's a truck driver. I wonder, does he transport anything media, like maybe televisions or, I don't know, sound systems? Anyway, I did get that. So we'll go back. Okay, Bonita and Ron, let's see. I almost want to say hightail it. Wait a minute. I see a woman waving a flag, like surrender, a white flag, a surrender. God, why am I keep... I see this woman just waving this white cloth. Like, I surrender. Bonita, has this man been after you for a while to date?
Yeah, we've gone out for a while, and he goes back and forth to California, to North Carolina, and he wants to marry me, but sometimes, like, he will, like, he always thinks, like, I think he has trust issues or something, because he's always, like, if he can't get in touch with me after he leaves, then he totally goes berserk.
Maybe just because it's not meant to surrender, like, this isn't you. What are you picking up, Miss Nina? I still see this Go ahead.
I'm picking up that he's been cheated on before, not once but twice, and that's why he's so leery about where you are and what you're doing if he can't get a hold of you. I think you just need to sit down and talk to him and just tell him, you know, exactly who you are and that you're not that person.
I've told him that.
Yeah. I know. I don't know how. That trust issue is a tough one. He seems like, from what I'm picking up, he is a good guy. Be very reliable, but this trust issue with him is a big one. And if you can't get past it, I don't see the relationship continuing.
Okay. Then anybody else coming in my way that doesn't have trust issues?
No. We can't. We're only supposed to do one question at a time.
Sorry.
And not only that, you're still involved with him, so we are going to only pick up on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's a really great guy. Like, whenever he's here, we have, like, the best of times. Like, I tell him, we never have any problems whatsoever. But it's just whenever he leaves, and now he's like, you know, well, you disappear, like, at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock. This is crazy. People sleep for a living. I mean, not for a living, but, you know, I mean, they do have to go to sleep from time to time. So, no, I'm not going to answer my phone.
Okay, have you thought about he could have control issues?
Control and trust.
Being in control, because he flips a script that quick if he can't reach you. That sounds like a person that wants to be in control of you. Not accepting you for you, but wanting to control you. I want you to just look at the open picture. Step outside the box. If this was somebody else and this was happening to him, what would you say? Oh, he's a good guy and stuff, but then if he can't reach me, he flips out.
Yeah.
That's not
that
a good thing.
Right, that doesn't even sound nice.
No, it doesn't. So that's why I want you to look at it from that aspect. I'm not telling you to kick the guy to the curb. I'm just telling you he's got some control issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe that's from a past girlfriend, wife, whatever, I don't know. But he's got some control issues. That means he's not accepting you for whatever that you have to do.
Yeah.
Right, he should accept your answers. Whatever that you say, he should accept it. If he can't accept that and gets bent out of shape, then he's got the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want you to look at it from that point of view.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's all I'm getting, Bonita, right now from him is control. To be honest, you know what? Because I shoot from the hip. I'm Saturday night.
I love it.
I would drop him.
Okay.
I would. Because anybody that you be with, yeah, there's going to be differences. My God, we're all human beings. You know, nobody's perfect. But when you're thinking about forming a relationship and being with somebody, you want somebody that's going to accept you totally and unconditionally. This is who I am. If you can't do that, then I must move on. Because I'm not going to change. This is who I am. I can get better of who I am, right? But this is who I am. Whatever little nicks or twits or whatever, this is who I am. Well, if the person gets upset about that, then you're not accepting me for Bonita.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much for shooting from the hip. That's all I needed.
Okay, you're most welcome.
Let
us know how you be doing, young lady.
I will.
Have a wonderful week. All right.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful
Bye-bye,
weekend.
Lady.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Oh, where'd Lennis go? Lennis, you disconnected yourself. That's not good. Hang on, folks. Lennis will be back in a minute, I'm sure. So we will carry on with area code 919. You're on the air with Nina so far. Lennis will join us in a minute.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hello.
My name is... Hi. Hello.
Hi, your name is
what? My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are you doing?
I'm good. What other information do you need, or just my question?
Okay, do you want to repeat that? You're not coming in very clear.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Kay. Do you need my birthday?
No.
My question is, I have been looking for a job. Unfortunately, I've been, other than 2 months in the past year, I have been unemployed, and it seems like nothing is coming through, and I am really a little panicked, trying to remain calm.
Yeah, I don't blame you. The same thing happened to my husband back in September, and he's still not employed. Lennis, what do you see for Kay?
I'm sorry, I didn't even hear the question because I accidentally
deleted
myself off. So I just got back in, so I'm just listening.
Well, she's wondering if there's any employment coming up for her.
Oh, okay. And what's your first name?
Kay, K-A-Y. Was actually
okay.
Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
No, that's fine. Any employment, okay. A flagger. Ooh. Do you know what a flagger is?
No.
Flag traffic?
Oh.
You know, they tell you when to stop and go wherever there's construction at.
Okay.
You're laughing, but them people get paid mega dough. Standing there saying stop and go. Okay, I got flagger. Well, you know what? Let me just back up. Let me circle back. What field are you interested in? What do you work in right now?
Legal, contract management.
Have you thought about working for the government? I'm getting that now.
I have, but it's been somewhat difficult getting in. I've applied for some things.
Okay. Did you apply for the federal government and the state government?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Kay, I picked up hospital.
That's the industry I have experience in. I have like over 20 some years in either pharmaceutical and or healthcare. So yes.
Okay, that's why I picked that up. Okay, thank you. The angels are telling me to go back, not to the same place, but there will be an opening for you shortly in a hospital or the medical field.
Oh, wow.
See, I got that right away was medical, and I didn't say anything because I wanted to wait and see what else the angels were going to say. But that was the first thing that came up. I wrote MED for medical, very first thing.
Yeah.
So that was right, because I don't second guess the angels, but I just kept going, and then they said government, federal, or state. So, but yeah. So Nina's right on point.
Okay.
She's right on point because that's what I felt was medical.
Okay.
You would be good
okay.
at that. You know they need people like you in the legal department and the medical fields at the hospitals and the community centers and nursing homes. They need your legal background, you know.
And Kay, I see something coming up for you before the end of the month.
Oh, great. That's good. That's good because I have a trip that's already paid for and I was trying to figure out if I need to try to, I'm trying to sell it so I can have money, but it's already paid for. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. No worries. You should be employed by, before the end of the month.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. That helps.
Well, call us back and let us know how you're doing, Kay.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay. And congratulations. Have a beautiful week. Okay, I got to go down here. Area code 917. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Daniela. How are you? Happy Sunday.
Hi, Daniela.
Just
welcome
a quick question. It's on my career. I have a job offer that I received verbally. Do you see that being the best option for me, or do you see a couple other interviews that I'm going to be going on this coming week to be better?
Okay, the angels are jumping up and down, and they're telling me right now that the verbal is good, but you need to you need some kind of written contract.
Yes, that would be next after my background check and everything goes through, which it would. Okay, so they're saying that this first one that came through would be the better one.
Yes. But you need a contract, otherwise something could happen. So make sure you get that written contract.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then anything else you see with it?
No,
no, I'm in agreement with Nina. I'm in agreement with you, Nina. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. We
very
you
welcome.
Very best, young lady, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have
patience.
A great night. Thanks. Take
you
care.
You too. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1 so you're in the queue. And just to give you an update again for May, May 1st was, of course, May Day. The 2nd was National Prayer Day. I hope you remembered someone and prayed for them. As Nina told you earlier, the new moon was Saturday. Today is happy Cinco de Mayo, and it's also the beginning of Ramadan. Mother's Day is next Sunday. We'll be off the air. The 15th will be the audio book will be out, prayers at 11:59. On the 18th is the full moon, so remember that. And on the 27th is Memorial Day. Okay, and we are back. Next caller is area code 201. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm good. It seems like everybody's looking for work, but they say the economy's booming, but I don't know what's going on because that's my call, too. What do you see for me with regards to work?
Well, for employment, okay. And, Rose, what field are you in?
I'm an administrative.
Okay. That's fine. Rose, are you having a vertigo problem?
No.
Okay. I'm asking, but I'm not picking up anything. I'm asking what jobs. They're not even showing me temporary. No. Miss Nina, are you picking up anything?
They're telling me chain. Now, I'm not sure whether that's a chain store or it's got to be. That's got to be what it is. So, yeah, there's some kind of a job in admin in a chain store type atmosphere, whether it be, I don't know what stores you have down there, Walmart or something along that line. So look in that direction. I know it's not a direction you have looked to before, but something is going to come up on one of the employment boards on that.
A friend of mine said that she's going to help me get work after May 14th. Do you
okay.
see that happening? A female friend.
Okay, is she an advocate for you to get employment?
She has
yeah.
a high-ranking position in my town. And after the election, if they win the election on the 14th, I'm in with a job. I don't care what kind of job. I'm not political, but I need a job.
And if she doesn't win the election?
Well, I have to get a
job. What's your plan B?
If I'm still looking for work.
Okay. It sounds good. I just don't want you, as they say, put all your eggs in the basket.
No,
have
I have an interview on Wednesday
okay.
this coming week. No, no. I mean, this is certain what she told me. She's not one of these fake politicians or anything. She's more of a friend. But, you know, like you said, I have to keep going. But, you know, they say the economy's great and people are back to work, but I don't see that happening. I don't know what kind of work, maybe factory work, they're back to work. I really don't know. Even listening to your show, everybody's asking about work.
Yeah. Well, manufacturing, there's a lot of manufacturing jobs. And factory jobs are open. That is true. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
Well, I know up here, they're telling us in Canada and in Alberta where I live, that, yeah, things are doing great and we're unemployment is down. But the only thing is people have run out of their unemployment benefits. That's why the employment rate is down. Not because people are back to work, but because they are no longer receiving benefits. So our government is technically lying to us, both up here in Canada and in the U.S., because that's what's
definitely,
happening.
Definitely. Yesterday they were saying that unemployment's down and that 275,000 jobs were added. I don't know what kind of jobs, because I just don't see it happening. Like you said, they lie because people
run out
and they don't want to offer extended benefits because it'll make them look bad, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then, there's so many ins and outs to all of this, and most of it is political, and I don't like talking politics. But in this instance, it's the truth. It's exactly what is happening in both of our countries, and you know what? It sucks big time.
It does. Can't believe it. But you know what?
You have a great personality and a wonderful resume. You will find work. I see the interview that you're going to on Wednesday will be very positive, and you'll get a positive feeling from it. I'm not sure whether you're going to get the job or not. That's not coming in clear, but I do see you having a very good interview.
That is a temp job. The one my friend will get me will be permanent with benefits because temp jobs don't offer
anything.
Oh,
well, that's much better.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's much better.
What do you see, Nina? Do you see that happening? I mean, I don't know. It's a definite. There's no doubt about it. This woman is real, you know?
Yeah, I can't see the results of that election. I'm sorry, I don't see that.
Okay.
And I know that's what you need. Alanis, are you picking up anything extra?
No, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
But
I'm just going to continue looking.
Okay, and let us know how you're doing, please.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, right. Thank you, Rose.
Bye.
God bless you and have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay. I have an announcement to make before we take the next call. Last Sunday, we had a ninth caller. And please forgive me. I accidentally threw the paper away when I was dumping my garbage, and I don't have your phone number or your name. So whoever the lady was on last Sunday's show that won the ninth caller for 1 hour free reading, would you please call back in? If you can't call in, just send us a message on our webpage. At the bottom of the page or the main page, you'll see a message box that you were the person that had the ninth call. I'm truly sorry. So you didn't hear from me at all this week. But if you remember who you were, do call in. Now we are at that point now. We're at the ninth caller now. So you're our ninth caller. And hold on as I do this, my little thing. Ha, ha, ha. I just think that's so cute. Okay. Nice caller. Had to do the little cheer. Okay, so who's this? Hello, ninth caller. Who are you? You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. This is T. I called again because I had a quick question to ask.
Oh, it's T. I wasn't for sure because sometimes I say that and it'd be the same area code with somebody different. Well, T, welcome. You are our ninth caller today on Sunday Psychic Reading Show. So you get a 1 hour free reading, and I have your phone number, so I will call you after the show and set up a date and time for your reading.
I love the number 9, too. That's the day I was born.
Okay. 9 is spiritual, too.
Okay,
did you have a question now for us, or you want to wait till your reading? It's up to you.
It's just a quick question. I just want to know, is May 22nd a good day for surgery?
May 22nd, yeah, as long as you're not in Mercury retrograde, yeah. And we're not. I don't think the next retrograde, I don't believe, is until August, but I can check here.
It's July, sure. July 8th.
July 8th is the next Mercury retrograde?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you're fine, T. You can, it's a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I always check that. I tell people whenever you have surgery, do check that.
Yeah, I always check that day. I try not to even do a week before or a week after.
Yep, that's right. You're right. The next one is July 7th to August 2nd. So it'll be between Leo. Ooh. Yeah, just Leo. Right? Yeah, because Virgo doesn't start till the 21st of August. What am I missing?
Yeah.
It's between Leo. What's after? Is it Leo? And yeah.
Then Virgo. And then after
and then
Virgo.
Then okay, so it's in the sign of Leo. Okay, well, you should be fine. You should be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll be calling you after the show and set up a date and time, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, T. Thanks for calling back. You got lucky. All righty. Have a good evening.
Next caller. Oh, Lennox, you disconnected yourself again. All right. Our next caller is area code 313. You're on the air with Nina because Len has disconnected herself again.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Who's this?
Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. How are you today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. So what question have you got for me right now because Len isn't here?
I got a question about my finances, a new job. Where do you see my finances increasing? Or what can I do to increase more money? Or what do you see as far as that area? Please and thank you.
Okay, so are you currently working?
Yes, I am.
Are you working full time?
It's full time.
Okay.
So what, is there like
adoption
today?
Oh, you know what? I don't see anything else coming up for you right now.
I'm back. What is your name? I missed it. I'm sorry.
Jarell.
Okay. And your question was what? I'm sorry.
My question was about finances, a new job, more money increasing. Do you see anything?
Finances. Do you have children? Did you wait on child support?
No, I have no kids.
No? Oh, okay.
No kids.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and turn your radio off. We're getting back feet as we're talking to you. Or turn the sound down. I don't know why I see child support. I'm not seeing that with you. That's crazy, Sherelle. I'm asking about finances from the angels and the guides. And they came up with child support. Hmm.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see what else.
I'm not seeing anything else.
I'm seeing somebody with lending money, but I'm not seeing any job or whatever, money coming in. But I see someone, like I said, I see someone lending you money. Let me check with Nina. Nina, what do you see?
Well, I see you getting a raise in about 6 months. I do not see another job coming, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because my three-year anniversary at my current job, it'd be in August. So.
Okay, well, maybe that's it.
Okay,
maybe
thank you.
Okay, sorry. Not better news.
No. It's okay. Y'all have a great evening.
You too, hon.
Bye.
Okay, yes, have a wonderful, beautiful week. Thanks for calling.
You
appreciate
too.
It. Okay, it's about a quarter of, and lines are open, 646-727-2239. 214-646-7272914. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at myself because I'm right at the top, and when I hit the X, I take myself right out. Well, I'm so smart. Anyway, yes, lines are open. Please call in. We've got Miss Nina, Linus, and Heather. So please call in. It's our pleasure and honor to give you answers to your questions. Area code 313, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
That's Sherelle again.
Okay, go ahead, Sherelle.
Hello?
Sherelle?
Oh, maybe she just wants to listen, I think, Lana.
I'm sorry?
I think she just wants to listen now.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand. Okay, that's fine. Let's see, what could we talk about coming up? We're waiting for calls to come in.
We can talk about, this is a 2-minute warning.
I just love you, Nina. Okay, if we don't get any calls in the next 2 minutes, you know what time it is. Sunday morning said 2 minutes, and you know.
I don't know if I'm Sunday morning anymore, Lennox. I think maybe I've turned Saturday night as well.
Oh, and you guys better go over there and check me out on the horoscopes. It was really, I did good this time for the May horoscopes. I'm still thinking about maybe doing them intuitively as well and put it in blog news. So I'll see.
Yeah. But well, anyway. You do good all the time, Lennox. Not just this time. You do good all the time. So,
everyone.
Lennox is fantastic. If you want a reading, please go to the website and book a reading with Lennox, myself, or both of us together. We would love to do that for you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Most definitely.
And I know times are tough for you.
I was going to tell you, I did some, pull it up real quick, predictions that came to me this past week. I'm waiting for it to load. Of course, it's so slow. Okay, it's in blog news. And y'all, please go to the site, the Essence of Success Radio Network, because we love hearing from you and getting little notices or whatever. We like that. Okay, predictions and random thoughts. So, I put this. Source is a female. God is her husband. Angels are her children. And miracles are Source's happy thoughts. Isn't that neat? Okay, and then, I saw this. On Easter, I happened to watch the something other of Christ, the one that the guy produced, not The Last Temptation. What is it, The Story of Christ? Anyway, when I was watching it, I was thinking, and they showed about Judas, and I thought, isn't it interesting how some folks would sell their soul for a certain lifestyle? Okay, here's my predictions. Provo, Utah will experience a 5.0 earthquake in May, which is quite a surprise in that area. The government is building train tubes under the state. Number two, I got oceans are receding at a phenomenal rate. Folks, are you watching this around the world? Boats and ships are just sitting on dry land. The ocean is now 1 to 2 miles out from shoreline in some areas. So, It's really creepy when you see it, but it's happening, especially like where Indonesia and Taiwan and those areas where they've had the hurricanes. What's the other one, Nina, that comes in?
Tsunami.
Hurricanes and something. Huh? Tsunamis, yeah. And those in that area, when the water has receded, it has totally receded where you can see the ships and stuff and the boats. They're just sitting on sand. I don't know. It's kind of creepy. They say that there's no global warming, but I don't know. And the last one, the third one I have was Alaska in May will get hit hard with the earthquake 9.0. Even the mammals in the oceans will be knocked off center. You might even see a few mammals that will be dead on shores. There will be one more shift change in space, not as intense as April. All folks will not be affected by this shift change, so don't get your panties in a bunch, but Sarah Palin will become a hero, a savior of sorts. And that's like AKA, she's the 2019 Tammy Bay Faker, still lives. If you guys know who Tammy Bay Faker, Baker, God, why did I say Faker? Okay, Tammy Bay Baker used to be on TBN. You'd understand what I say, that Sarah Palin comes in looking like a hero or a savior. Maybe it's through this earthquake, how she helps people or whatever, I don't know. The fourth thing I had was Louisiana. This year is a year of bad weather for them, period. And number five was Pope has heart problems and it's getting worse. The next Pope will be a black man. And that's my predictions for May.
Wonderful, Lennon. Okay, the two-minute warning is more than up, and we have received no more calls. So let us play the music, and we'll go out of here.
Okay, I was just getting a sippy pool of water, and it's going. So let's do it. We want to thank everybody today from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Thank you, Heather. You're always a treat and a blessing for us. Please remember the dates that we have given you. Remember next Sunday, me and Nina are not going to be here because we'll be celebrating Mother's Day as well. So do remember that. And to check on the website if you're a subscriber to get the audio book of prayers at 11:59. Other than that, what can I say? I guess that's about it for me. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Yeah, I would like to thank everyone, too, for phoning and calling in and being in the chat room with me. It's been a pleasure to be here this Sunday. I wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day for next Sunday. Also, with the full moon, the shift change was over, so you should be feeling a little more relaxed in the next couple of days. So, happy May, everyone. Have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you tomorrow evening. Good night, everyone.
Good night. And if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do, and Heather.
Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way. Let's find some kind of deeper conversation. Darling, if it's right, find it. of love.